Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Your daily dose of stoicism and sanity delivered with a side of good old-fashioned humor. I'm Brandon Cole, your friendly neighborhood philosopher trying to navigate this crazy thing called life just like the rest of you. Today, we're diving into something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another lecture on being nice to yourself, stick with me for a minute. Because let's be real, we live in a world that's constantly telling us to push harder, achieve more, be better, like there's some finish line waiting for us that defines our worth. Ever felt like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of self-improvement, but never quite reaching the ideal version of yourself? Self-compassion isn't about becoming complacent or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. If your buddy was struggling, you wouldn't berate them for their mistakes or tell them they should be handling things better. You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some well-placed humor to lighten the mood. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh judgment? Here are five key takeaways that can shift your perspective on self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. We make mistakes, experience setbacks, and sometimes just plain fall short of our own expectations. That's part of being human. Embracing this reality is the first step towards being kinder to ourselves. Remember, you are not defined by your imperfections, they are simply part of the tapestry of your life story. 2. Practice mindfulness. When self-criticism starts creeping in, pause for a moment and observe those thoughts without judgment. Just notice them like passing clouds. This awareness can create space between you and your negative self-talk, allowing you to respond with more compassion instead of reacting impulsively. It's like hitting the pause button on that inner critic and choosing a kinder narrative. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can significantly shift your perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate what you have: your health, your loved ones, your ability to learn and grow. This gratitude practice can help counteract feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. 4. Treat yourself with care. Just like you wouldn't neglect a good friend's well-being, prioritize your own physical and emotional needs. Make time for activities that bring you joy, nourish your body with healthy foods, and get enough sleep. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Connect with supportive friends, family members, or a therapist who can offer encouragement and guidance. Sharing your struggles and triumphs with others can create a sense of belonging and remind you that you're not in this fight by yourself. Think about that time you totally bombed a presentation or had an argument with someone you care about. How did you treat yourself afterwards? Did you berate yourself for every slip-up, or did you offer yourself some grace and understanding? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and those moments don't define your worth as a human being. Imagine you're comforting a dear friend going through a similar situation. You wouldn't say things like, "You should have known better," or "What were you thinking?" You'd probably say something more along the lines of, "Hey, that sucks, but it happens to everyone. Don't beat yourself up about it. Let's learn from this and move forward." Treat yourself with the same compassion and kindness that you would offer a loved one. So there you have it, folks. Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your humanity, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you extend to others. Remember, you're enough, just as you are. Keep practicing those stoic principles, keep striving for peace amidst the chaos, and remember, we're in this together. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos and leave a review if you enjoyed the episode. Let's keep spreading the stoic love, one podcast at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.